Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1996, the topic is mindset, and the title is self-pity. Recently, Meredith and I have been building out a home gym, and in the process of putting in equipment, getting the flooring and all that, we also want to put up some decorations. And we want decorations that are personal to us, that motivate us. A few of the things we put up are some competition photos from Meredith's past competitions. She's competed in women's figure. She won one of her shows. Total badass. So we have some big canvas photos from her competition, which are awesome, and I love having that displayed in the gym. It's very motivational for her, it's motivational for me, and I like celebrating her and her accomplishments, so that's great. And we also put up a poster kind of quote. The quote is, "The man in the arena." If you don't know about that quote, you can listen to podcast 1927. I talk about the quote and its meaning to me and why I chose to have it in the gym. A real quick short version is it talks about being critiqued by others and who you would give kind of credibility to the critiques. Who would you listen to in the scope of listening to them, hearing what they're saying, analyzing that, and then kind of reflecting on your own actions based on what they say. There are certain people in our life that we want to listen to them, and then there are others that probably don't have that much value in listening to. and that quote kind of helps you distinguish between the two. Another photo that I want to put up is a photo of a bird. It's a black and white photo of a bird. It's a small bird just sitting on the edge of a fence, and it's sitting in freezing rain. It's just sitting on the fence, wide open, getting beat down by rain. Now, why in the world would I want to have that photo in the gym? It's connected to a poem by D.H. Lawrence. The poem is titled Self-Pity. I never saw a wild thing sorry for itself. A small bird will drop frozen dead from a bough without ever having felt sorry for itself. That's a pretty somber poem, and maybe a dark image, certainly dark because it's black and white, but I like it. I like it. And the reason why is if you let your mind focus on it, we all have had negative things happen to us. Some as a result of our own actions, and that's depressing, but you can kind of deal with that because you created it. But some of the negative things that happened to us weren't from a fault of ours at all. But yet we still have to deal with the outcome. We are still responsible with creating something positive from it, from having to manage it. When I look at my life, I have immense blessings. I mean, just my God. I think I'm the luckiest man in the world. I have a hot, beautiful, amazing, wonderful wife. She's amazing on the inside. She is on the outside. I get to do what I love every day for a living, and I have people who love me around me, and just very, very, very blessed. But there are also moments in life and opportunities in life that I missed, that I messed up, that I was never given the opportunity or chance or a moment to take advantage of. There are things that when I think of them, they kind of shut me down. And they make me feel like, what's the point? I think we all have those things in life. Mistakes we've made, things that have happened to us that weren't mistakes of ours, but we have to deal with it. We all have things that, when we focus on them, they are negative. They cast a dark cloud over us. They really bring us down. When we dwell on those things, We tend to be inactive. We would skip meals, skip workouts, skip the things that are good for us, but don't have an immediate, amazing return. We're like, you know, what's the point? If I miss today, oh well, what does it matter? That kind of feeling. We might skip out on fun moments in life because we don't think we deserve them. We would allow those past negatives to create future negatives because we don't act on the things we know we should be doing. We don't act on the things that build us up, that grow us, that create the life we want, because we're sitting in all of the muck and misery of our past. We're sitting in self-pity. When I sit in self-pity, I make my life worse. And I'm assuming you've recognized the same for yourself as well. And that's even easier to do, even more tempting to do, when you're still in the muck, when you're still in the rain. Like that bird on the edge, sitting in the freezing rain. When we're in the rain, when you're getting pelted in the face with icy wet rain, all you want to do is curl up and protect yourself. That becomes the comfort that you find when you're uncomfortable. But it's a false comfort. When you feel like your life sucks, when you're sitting in self-pity, it's easier to stay there. As miserable as it is, it's easy. It's easier to sit than it is to stand up. It's easier to stay put than it is to take a step forward. When I see that image of the bird, when I think of that bird in the rain, in the worst of conditions, and I realize that the bird isn't sitting there in self-pity, it's sitting there gathering strength. Makes me want to do the same thing. When I find myself sitting, when I find myself in self-pity, when I find myself thinking of the negatives of the past, am I sitting in those emotions, missing out on the things I could be doing today that make a better future? Or am I going to recognize where I'm at right now and recognize, okay, yeah, I am sitting, kind of being passive, maybe not being as aggressive as I'd like to be. Can I recognize that? Can I change that? Can I work to get stronger? Am I letting my self-pity win? Am I letting the negatives of the past create negatives in my future? Am I going to sit here and stay here? Or am I going to be strong and move forward? When you find yourself in the rain, when you feel in response to chaos and the crap of life, that you've been sitting, that you've been stagnant, that you've been focused on self-pity, I want you to recognize that moment and think of that bird. Are you sitting because you feel bad for yourself? Or are you sitting, passively waiting for things to get better? Neither of those are best. If you find yourself sitting, start to gather strength. Can you eat a little better? Get into a better sleep routine? Can you plan your day? So that way you're attacking it instead of reacting to it. Can you find ways to prepare yourself to stand up and take a step forward? Don't sit still in pity. If you find yourself sitting, sit in preparation. Get your body, get your mind ready to move. And then move. Get off the fence and fight for a better life. I hope that you do that. If there's anything I can do to help, let me know. Reach out on the website, www.brutalirongym.com. On the bottom of the homepage, you can always send me a message. I hope if you need anything, you always feel encouraged to reach out. I'm always here and I'm always happy to help. If you like the podcast, please share the podcast. If you like the podcast, please consider donating to support the podcast, which you can do on the website. And if you like the information we share in the podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels. You can find us and follow us on Instagram and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.